Hello and welcome to Peanut Pie.
It's Wanda and Vision.
And they're two kids making ends meet.
Bum bum.
Hello all and welcome back to Peanut Pie. My name is Henry and today we are going to be discussing the fifth episode of WandaVision. And here to discuss it with me is... Will! And also joining us today is Charlie, our fantastic dog. She's closer to the microphone than either of us.
Charlie, say woof woof. Woof woof.
You might be able to hear her, maybe not. But before we hop on into today's episode, I realized that TVST has been in the title of, like, all of our WandaVision episodes and, like, many of our Mandalorian episodes, and we haven't even, like, explain what that meant in a lot of them, so I feel like it's every now and then good to give a refresher. TVST on Peanut Pie stands for TV show talk, so that's what it means. TVST for Mandalorian and WandaVision. However, I did look up TVST definition and I found two other definitions that I thought were really funny: touchstone variable series trust. Okay. And translational vision, science, and technology. So our goal is to be the first search result when you look up TVST and not translational vision, science, and technology.
Henry, I think that's like an entire scientific field.
We're going to beat them. We're going to take them down, Will.
To be way bigger than an entire scientific field.
Definitely.
Well, definitely.
Just one series on the podcast.
You just want one series to be bigger than an entire scientific. Okay.
Easy. It's easy. Yeah. It's a very
achievable
goal.
So would that be like the scientific field of like translating vision into people that are blind, you know?
See,
like,
you can't even define it. That's how obscure it is. This should be very simple.
I'm not so sure about that.
But that's what TVST on Peanut Pie stands for: TV show talk. Okay. And lastly, we're giving away a free Funko Pop if you want one. It's from Soul. It's the Moonwind Fun Guy. If you want that, just leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser, preferably a nice one. Yeah, and a winner will be chosen on March 1st if you live in the U.S. Now, Will, let's talk about WandaVision, because WandaVision is fun.
I completely agree.
Good. I think that's a hot take right there. WandaVision is a good TV show. I think we're the first people to say that.
Yeah, we're definitely the first people
ever
to come out and say, definitely. Hey, you know the show WandaVision? It's kind of an off-brand indie show, you know, and not many people know about
No, not many.
But it's actually really cool.
Yeah, it's actually pretty difficult to find on Disney Plus. You have to click on the Disney Plus icon, and then you have to, like, look at the front page or something. It's very complicated.
All right, I gotta stop petting the dog.
Okay.
All right, Charlie.
Charlie's so awesome.
All right, I'm gonna stop petting you, and I'm gonna go do the podcast, okay?
Okay, Charlie.
Okay, Charlie's bye-bye. Good with it.
All right, bye, Charlie.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, can I do a quick recap of today's episode?
Yes.
All right. It kicks off with a fun scene, and Charlie is here. Not in the TV show. It kicks off with a fun scene about the children, and the children are there, and then they immediately age up to become 5 years old. Yeah, the kids age up. They're now five. Agnes is there. She's doing something weird. We get a theme song in which we get to see baby visions. 10 out of 10, by the way.
That's such a meme now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the best meme template. You know, like, me when I see the new episode of WandaVision has a picture of baby vision.
That picture of baby vision.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So, and then a lot of weird stuff going on with Sword. I mean, like, I feel kind of weird doing these recaps. You've seen the episode if you haven't. I say we ditch recaps. It ends with Pietro, who is Wanda's brother, coming back as a new, being played by a new actor, who is Evan Peters, who's actually Pietro, or Quicksilver, in the X-Men universe. So there's multiverse stuff happening, maybe. I say we kick off with that.
Okay, so... If we're going to kick off with... Okay, so the first thing is, you don't have to say Pietro every time you say it. Like,
No. You don't have to, like, make it really loud. It's the only word... Pietro.
But it's the only word that Pietro. You say
in a Russian accent.
Pietro.
You can just say his name in an American accent.
Pietro.
Pietro.
Hey,
Pietro.
That's a T, not a D. It'd be Pietro. It'd be Pietro, not Pietro.
Yeah, but everyone just calls him Pietro.
No, Pietro.
Yeah, but
Wanda
you're
calls
not,
him Pietro.
Yeah, but you're not Wanda. You're not Russian.
Okay.
Well, you're just an American.
Okay, well, you I'm going to call him Pietro if I want to call him Pietro.
But
and you can call him Pietro if you want to call him Pietro. Okay?
Yeah, it's just like so weird that that's the only word you're going to say in Russian.
I'm not saying it in Russian. It's an English word. I'm just saying it like I've heard it been
said. Not an English word. Pietro is an English word. Pietro is not an English word.
That's like saying using an accent is not speaking English if you use an accent while you speak English, you know?
Then it's not English because English doesn't have accent marks.
Anyways. Pietro. What do you have to say about Pietro?
All right. Are we going to really start with him?
I say we start with Pietro.
Okay, well, there's not much to start with because first off, we had both never seen the X-Men movies.
Neither of us have, no.
X-Men movies?
X-People. X-Men, yeah. It's the
X-Men,
X-Men universe.
Not the X-Man.
Yes.
Because that would just be one X-Men.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, so the X-Men movies.
Yep.
I recently watched the first one.
I watched the first two.
The first two. But we're definitely
all because of this.
I mean, they're good though. It's kind of like a.
I don't enjoy them as much as like Avengers movies, but they're fun.
Yeah,
they're
fun. Just you know, like they came out when we were kind of younger.
Still though, after the first two movies, Pietro still isn't there, so we'll get to him eventually. I guess.
Yeah.
And the third one's not even on Disney Plus, so you know we'll probably have to like rent that off Amazon or something.
Yeah.
So, anyways, there's like. Two possible ways Pietro could be here, right?
Yes.
I mean, well, there's only one way. Like, either he came here or Wanda
brought
him
here. A whole multiverse of ways he could be here.
Yes. But I say he is here either as his X-Men character or as a fun cameo being the new person for Quicksilver.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
It would be a little frustrating to watch all these movies and then it's like, yep, just recast. No connections there. But Marvel has the rights to X-Men now. I don't want their first X-person, mutant, to be from another universe. I want this X-Men franchise and the Marvel Cinematic Universe to stand on its own two feet and not just kick off with some multiverse or character. So, I'd be okay if this was a character. I'd be okay if this was Pietro from the multiverse, but I don't want him to be like a leading X-Men from now on in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Well, here's my problem with that. I think, you know, it maybe be cool if they did their whole X-Men thing. They have the rights to him now, so they made a whole other, you know, X-Men plot line that was in the Marvel Universe, but I think that just makes it way too complicated because in the X-Men universe, like it's just mutants. That's kind of the freaky stuff going on. It's just all these
and Deadpool.
He's a mutant.
Oh, I guess. Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Exactly. Well, yeah. So it's just like the whole world has just like mutants, and it's just mutant genes, and it's just like you know that's how X-Men are. But the only problem. Mainly. I guess I've only seen the first movie, but I feel like this is the whole gist. All the movies are caused by the trouble of mutants. And now, like, in the MCU...
Okay, but we need to say we have no authority on that. But
no,
we think.
But they're all X-Men movies. It's all about mutants. So
yes,
like,
it's a mutant-centered universe.
Yeah, so, like, none of the movies were probably about Iron Man suits or something about that. But then in the MCU, you already have, like,
Guardians.
You have Guardians,
Avengers.
You have Interstellar, and then even with the types of Avengers, you have God Avengers, and then you have already have like Iron Man.
Now you're getting down to like you could be like we have Mystique and we have Wolverine, but I do agree there's different like types of heroes.
Yeah.
But
if there's gonna be mutants now, like that's just too much. Like they're gonna hit you with another surprise catch, like Because already everybody's a superhero. Like, everybody's turning into superheroes. So, for them to make other people mutants. It's, I don't know. There's just going to be too many people. So if they have the X-Men from another universe, they can slowly bring them in, and they don't have to be as essential to the plot line because they're technically still their universe, but they can still use them as plot devices, and they can bring them in for big battles, and they can use them to introduce introduce the multiverse.
Okay. So my problem with that, however, is Marvel Cinematic Universe, right? Say a movie that's coming up like The Eternals. Yeah. It seems very disconnected from the universe, what we've seen so far.
For sure.
And they're going to draw from it. They're going to add stuff. But that's just going to be one new movie. And where I'm going to treat it like a Marvel Cinematic Universe movie because it is a Marvel Cinematic Universe movie. But now if you bring in these characters from different universes, X-Men, and then you make them, like, even semi-prominent, like, even a little bit more prominent than the Eternals, right? Well, that means you just introduced 10 new movies of continuity to the canon that I'm now going to want to see because, like, or just part of this, obviously you can't say universe, but, like, making it part of the same multiverse, you know, each of these 23 movies, one after the other, you get so hyped for the next one, and it comes out, hyped for the next one, it comes out. And then now you're just saying, oh, by the way, these 10 movies are also being able to be connected. And that's my only problem with the multiverse, right? And, like, I might have some bias because I haven't seen these movies. And I want to say that, but I'm not sure if I want all these different characters from different universes all poured out all at once.
So you want every part of the multiverse to be original?
I don't want every part of the multiverse to be original, no.
Because, like, I remember you getting pretty hype over all the other, like, Peter Parkers.
Yeah. Rumored for Spider-Man 3. Spoiler warning. If you were trying to avoid spoilers, well, too late. But there's something about pulling from smaller franchises that's not as bad, you know? Like, oh, that's only two movies of continuity about one character. Right,
but now you're saying the three Tobey Maguire movies have been bigger than the X-Men movies.
Sure, they're bigger, but they're centered around one character, and there's only three movies versus 10 movies. Do you see what I'm saying there?
Yeah.
Does it matter how big they are?
Okay, now my
and if they're bigger, that means they're actually more watchable and more accessible.
Now my response.
Yes.
To your response, to my response.
No, to your response.
No. No, you had the original response. Then I responded. Then you responded. So now I'm responding.
Awesome.
Okay. So first off, you were like, then now we have to go watch 10 more movies because it's part of the canon. It's like, exactly. They want you to do that. They own those movies now. So that's like, well, that's looking at it from a general point of view. Like, obviously, they want you to watch the movies by bringing in characters from that. That's pretty obvious. But then they don't necessarily, like, yeah, you might not necessarily have to turn it into the Marvel Cinematic Multiverse so soon. Like, you can still keep each universe separate in your head if you want to, and you don't have to watch.
Well, because they are separate universes, right? But, like, I don't know, the idea that you're able to just draw this character from a movie, thereby adding 10... Like, what? Say each of these movies are 2 hours long, adding 20 hours of continuity into the MCU.
But they're not adding it into the MCU.
No, they are literally putting it into the MCU. They're literally taking from it and putting it into the MCU.
Yeah, but those movies are not in the MCU because they're not in the same universe.
Yeah, but the fact that all these characters can be here, that's like saying Captain Marvel's in space, so it's not on the same planet, but she can come down whenever she wants. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it's still, those X-Men movies are now not part of like the Marvel Cinematic Universe. You can't say that they are because their characters now are,
you could just all of a sudden a planet comes in from the X-Men universe. Like, you know,
yeah, but yeah, I think
character
is
a small scale.
They're going to keep it where you don't have to watch all these movies to know what's going on.
Well, I'm going to watch all these movies to know what's going on.
So that's you. That's the curse of you. You have to do that. And that's why you have a podcast.
Okay.
But they're but Marvel's totally going to keep it to where you don't have to watch the movies, and it's just going to be fine.
All right, that's yeah. fair. All right, but I do have two theories. I think they're my leading theories. I think Marvel's going to go with one or the other about what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay, theory one, I call this the Wanda theory. Wanda villain theory.
Wow, that...
I know,
that
right?
can be a lot of different theories. Okay, keep going.
She put those policemen out there in episode 3. She did all this stuff to, you know, make sure about witness protection and whatnot. As you saw in this most recent episode, she just comes outside. She's pretty evil, although she's sometimes in a daze, falling for her own reality. This is all her. She purposefully brought Pietro to the door. She summoned Pietro from the multiverse, his X-Men character, and put him at the door so she could get out of that conversation with Vision, right? And all of this is her. Agnes might have something to do with it, but this is Wanda's reality.
Mm-hmm.
Theory two is the
definitely the right theory.
Yeah. Well, the Mephisto Quicksilver theory. These are my theories. These are not like the leading theories. These are my leading theories. And this one is that Quicksilver, Evan Peters, is Mephisto. Because Wanda obviously did not look like she had purposefully made that doorbell ring. When she was in the conversation with Vision, she was super stunned to see him. Like, she, beyond a daze, she had no clue what was going on.
I completely agree.
So, and then, even though she, you know, it's not her, even though this guy she, you know, has never seen before just came to the door and she doesn't appear to be controlling him in any way, he's still playing along with the reality and we don't know why. So my theory there would be that Evan Peters is playing Mephisto. And then Agnes is helping Mephisto. Mephisto, you know, made a deal with Wanda or whatever to put her in this reality. By the way, Mephisto in the comics is like the Marvel devil of sorts, making deals with people and whatnot. So, yeah, that's my other theory. And I could see how they could maybe tie in some X-Men stuff with that one as well. You know, maybe Evan Peters became Mephisto. Or maybe that's just Mephisto pretending to look like Quicksilver, while the real Quicksilver, Evan Peters, is somewhere else. So,
and now I'm going to discuss the most likely theory, which is something I don't get to say every day on this channel, that neither of those are correct, and that we still haven't met Mephisto.
Oh, I don't think that's it at all. I sincerely think that Evan Peters is playing Mephisto. I don't...
Really?
Yes. Either that or theory one, but I really doubt theory one will happen.
So you don't think at all he's just being controlled right now, like everybody else in the town? You don't think
that Agnes isn't being controlled, right?
Well, obviously, because she's working with Mephisto.
Right, she's working with Quicksilver, and they're both not in control. Like, no. Wanda doesn't control Agnes or Quicksilver.
Okay, so the most likely theory is that Mephisto saw and
I'm sorry, Will, you can't trust someone when their first line is, can a guy squeeze his sister to death? Like,
Exactly, because his mind, like, was put in the part to play the role, you know? To play the role, but he's still definitely, you know, the Evan Peters from the X-Men universe. So, like, what's happening is that, you know, Mephisto, with a little bit of Agnes's heads up, was like, hey, you're losing Wanda. Like, her one rock in this place, Vision, the one reason she keeps this place alive, Vision, is now willingly, like, trying to die. So it's not going to be stable. So Mephisto was like, oh, I need them kids to grow up. So he just...
Or Agnes. Who is doing Mephisto's bidding.
Yeah, yeah. That, you know.
Yeah.
Tomato, tomato, potato, tomato. You say chicken. I say
chicken. Chacon.
Okay.
Chacon.
I say flightless bird.
Okay.
Anyway, and then Mephisto was like, okay, then I need someone to play Quicksilver. Let me just
let me just pluck someone out of here. And there's probably some cheesy explanation from why it's from the X-Men universe. But he was like, I'm going
to
pluck.
There's no way to do a multiverse without having some cheesy explanation.
Yeah.
We know that from the Flash.
Yeah. Well, they did it better than most, but yeah. Well, but then yeah. They go, so then he plucks him out and he says, here you go. And here's your new identity. And I'm going to turn you into a cast member. And I hope you don't realize who you are too, which I predict in the next episode, Vision's going to be like, do the little mind thing to him. And then he's going to be like, yo, where's Hugh Jackman? Where's Professor Xavier? Where's all my homies? I was just fighting with these mutants. And then next thing I know, the time, you know, the space-time continuum rips open and I was controlled.
So you can't do that and what you said earlier. If he just starts like, oh yeah, Wolverine. Oh yeah, Professor X. Oh yeah, Magneto. Oh yeah, Mystique. If he just starts like name-dropping all these people, like... There's no way you can't watch the X-Men movies at this point if they're just saying a bunch of random characters from another universe.
No, I was going for effect. If he was mostly like, I need to get back to my universe.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to name drop if he doesn't want to.
And then he goes back and then the X-Men get introduced into the MCU in their own unique way. Yay!
Yeah, although, I mean, Hugh Jackman's not playing the part anymore.
Of Wolverine?
Yeah, he said he was done.
Well, so, I mean, the X-Men movies are done. There's, like, the New Mutants was the last one. Like, they're not making another one.
Yeah.
So, everyone's done in their roles unless they're in the multiverse. So.
Yeah, but, like, he said he was, like, done. Like, I don't even think we'll see him in the multiverse. So, maybe Wolverine will get a recast, or maybe we'll see...
Hold on, we'll recast a character so he can be cast in the MCU as... the character from an alternate universe? Maybe not that one.
Maybe not. We'll see. Anyway, I feel like we've definitely talked about the last 5 seconds of this show enough.
I think that, yeah, we have. But you know what we haven't talked about that, you know, I think is getting some attention, but then they're like, oh yeah, this happened. Okay. And
oh,
that
I know
could
exactly
mean this.
What you mean. Right, how unhealthy fried Oreos are. We have not talked about that yet.
So I was going to talk about how Monica Rambeau's results came back white, and she's a superhero in the comics.
Oh, yeah.
But we could talk about fried Oreos, too.
No, I think yours might be a little more on topic.
Okay, I believe, what's her hero name? I'm going to look that up real quick. It's either Spectrum or Photon. Let me check it out.
I think it is literally both Spectrum and Photon.
Okay. Awesome.
Because she, like, I feel confident in one comic she was Spectrum, and one comic she was Photon.
Mm-hmm. And I believe she was also, like, Captain Marvel at one point, but that's a whole other thing, so.
Yeah.
Well, so Spectrum Photon Spectrum, is in the comics.
OP.
She's like Captain Marvel of Earth. And we know that Monica Rambeau will be in Captain Marvel. So, you know, she gets those results back white. It has to be Photon Spectrum. Like,
maybe.
Is she going to start doing powers on this show? That'd be so
maybe
awesome.
She'll be a good match for Captain Marvel. Because, like, there was that hint where she kind of had some beef with Captain Marvel.
She's the villain of Captain Marvel!
Yeah, like...
Yeah!
I just can't think of anyone else... powerful enough to face Captain Marvel.
Except for Captain Marvel.
Except for Photon.
Yeah, so, because there's that clip in this episode where, like, Jimmy Woo's like, now, you know, something like Captain Marvel, and she's like, don't use, you know, talk about Captain Marvel. This is about Wanda. So I think she might have some beef with Captain Marvel. Oh, that'd be fun. Or, like, maybe not the villain, but, like, you know, that she comes to be friends with Captain Marvel and they fight the villain together.
That would have to be a really powerful villain if they needed Captain Marvel and Photon.
Yeah.
Whew.
I mean, they have a whole universe to protect.
So. I know, but I would not like to be that villain. Mm-hmm. I say, no, siree.
Yeah, and then we got some more, you know, comedy from Jimmy Woo and Darcy in this episode, which I always appreciate. Because they're just both so fun. Like, just... the MCU is so amazing. They have these
two... Wow, really?
I want to fanboy out for a second. They have these two movies about Ant-Man. And there's this one FBI agent who's completely random, has 5 minutes, 10 minutes of screen time max.
I don't know.
He's funny. And then we have these Thor movies, right? About the God of Thunder. Same thing for this girl named Darcy. Then we have this Captain Marvel movie.
And okay, wait. Darcy has way more than 5 minutes, bro. Darcy's like a big character.
Yeah, she's a lot bigger in the movies. Yeah. She's less, like, a lot more screen time. But, and then we have this young girl in Captain Marvel who gets a fair share of screen time, but not too much. And then here they are all in a room together discussing theories that we're discussing about two superheroes who are in a TV show sitcom that we're watching.
And they have had the power of the Infinity Stones, which not any of the other ones have had. Well, okay, Captain Marvel did get her powers from an Infinity Stone.
And that's what Jenny Wu said. And when Monica said, let's not talk about Captain Marvel, this is about Wanda.
But Ant-Man and Thor both weren't about the Infinity Stones.
Yeah.
Well, until Thor had to go capture the Reality Stone.
And when Thor was in that pool of water and he was like...
Yeah.
Yeah, and saw the Infinity Stones. Anyways, do you have anything else to say?
About...
WandaVision?
No.
Okay.
Well, I mean, any other...
We do have to say that we were wrong. Last episode, we said we would like, well, the next two are probably just going to be regular sitcoms, but no, they actually are going back and forth between reality and sitcom.
Yeah, but I would say the last one was a little more sitcom-y, so I think I still...
And also, there was that weird scene with Wanda, but I think that's just, you know, Wanda being evil, maybe possessed by Mephisto, you know, where she comes out of the reality. And
oh, yeah, that was good, though, because it shows that, I don't know, it showed that she has more consciousness than we thought she had.
Right,
and she could
it supports Theory 1, so.
Yeah.
So, you know, she can just walk out and be like, yo, please don't do that anymore.
Well, yeet. I feel it's like a little percent dial, and it's like, how much percent fault is Wanda and how much percent fault is the other person? Mm-hmm. And you can slide the dial back and forth, and maybe it's 50% Wanda's fault, 50% she's being controlled, or maybe it's, you know,
something weird like that.
And that little slider just keeps going up and down and up and down.
And also, we were wrong. I was confident this one was going to be the Halloween episode. I thought this was going to be in the 2000s, but it's in the 80s or
90s.
I think we did 50s, 60s, right? Then we went to 70s. So this was 80s.
Yeah.
And then we're getting 90s and then 2000s and then climax, probably. I mean, both of those will probably have some climax in them. So yeah, we got a lot of fun stuff in this episode. Anyways, I think next episode is going to be the Halloween episode, hopefully. Maybe not.
Yeah.
Because there's some weird stuff.
I feel like it has to be, because then there's only 4 episodes left, right?
Right, yeah. Oh, and the final 3 are going to be the climax, as according to Paul Bettany, who plays Vision. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And his costume did look very 2000s-y. The whole film shot of his costume looked
No, because this one's going to be the 90s, remember?
I think it was like... I think that last one was like late 80s, early 90s, and this one is now
I can see that. Like early 2000s, late 90s. Yeah,
maybe. They might have just skipped around to the 2000s.
So, yeah, because there's a lot of cool trailer footage we've seen of the Halloween episode where, like, you know, Vision awakens Agnes and she's like, what's going on? Wait, you're dead? No, am I dead? Wait. And then, like, Vision flies up and, you know... Like, it's like, there's something wrong here.
Oh, I haven't watched the trailer for episode...
Yeah, but there's a lot of fun stuff.
6.
Oh, there's not a trailer out. It's like, just been a bunch of scattered little clips that Marvel Entertainment is pouring out. Anyways, we are recording this on Sunday night, and apparently there's like a Super Bowl, so...
Yeah, go Chiefs!
Oh, is that who we're cheering for?
Yes, we are cheering for the Chiefs.
I'm watching this for the commercials, Will. So hopefully we'll get some good commercials, everybody. And you're hearing this the following morning.
And you're predicting that we think the Chiefs are going to win. And if we get that right, then every one of you has got to listen to the podcast twice.
And podcast?
If we get it wrong, you don't have to listen, but you're already at the end, so
well,
you've already listened. So
they have no way of knowing that we are recording this before the Super Bowl. You know? So if the Chiefs win, they can just be like, well, yeah, well, you just recorded it that morning, you know?
Oh,
it's coming out Monday morning, and it's Sunday night.
Well,
Is there any way we can prove we don't know if the Chiefs have won?
Not really, but just trust. Just trust us, people. If the Chiefs won, listen to every episode of Peanut Pie 1,000,000 times.
No. We gotta provide an accurate score for them to do that. Let's see.
No. If the Chiefs win, just listen to one other episode of a fandom that you're interested in. Go through our entire catalog. If there's any episode that you haven't listened to, right, that you know you that in a fandom that you're interested in, just go ahead and give it a listen.
But
if the Chiefs win,
if the score is 38 Chiefs, and then 17 for the Bucks. Yeah, if it's 38 Chiefs and 17 for the Bucks, then you have to go and watch, watch.
I said we just released.
Or listen to every Peanut Pie episode another time.
Okay, I just say we just release this episode right now so they know it's not pre-recorded.
That would be smart.
Okay, we're just going to release this episode right now.
Because then if I actually got that right, then they definitely would think. They would
definitely think it was pre-recorded. So, not pre-recorded.
Yeah.
So we will see you next time on Peanut Pie after this quick outro. That transition's always so weird. Hey, Will. Bye. Okay, Will just walked out.
I'm going to go watch the Super Bowl.
He's going to go watch the Super Bowl at 6:14 as we speak. Anyways, guys, thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Peanut Pie. My name is Henry, and thank you for listening. You can send us an email at thepeanutpieguy@gmail.com. You can send us a voice message by going to anchor.fm/peanutpie. And thank you so much for listening. Again, there's a giveaway for a Funko Pop of Moonwind from Soul. You can just leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser, and if you live in America, you will be entered to win. No one has left a review yet, because obviously we're a much smaller podcast, so if you leave a review, you'll be a good chance you're gonna win free Funko Pop. Okay, anyways, we'll see you guys Thursday, and me and Will will be discussing Legend of Korra. Goodbye.